we're talking about something really close to our hearts. It is the coldest night of the year. Jody, can you tell us what is happening with that?
Yeah, on Saturday, February 22nd, coldest night of the year is a walk that helps the hungry, the hurting, the homeless in communities across Canada. And specific to Grace Inn Shelter here in Belleville, this is our biggest fundraiser of the year. Last year, we raised $75,000.
Wow.
We have a goal again this year of $75,000. And the great thing about this walk is that it's an opportunity to not only show support for the shelter, be out there and be visible, but it's also a way to challenge others in the community. We're encouraging people to form a team, become a team captain, challenge a workplace, challenge your school, challenge your church. There's so many opportunities here. And it really is a casual, it doesn't take up a lot of time. As an example, everything starts around 4 o'clock with registration on the 22nd. We do the walk starting at 5. We have a light meal afterwards at 6 o'clock from Chilango's. And then by 7 o'clock, you're gone. So it's a great way to get together, get some friends out, and do a little walk. You can do a 2K or a 5K, and it's a wonderful time.
Coldest night of the year, February the 22nd. It's a real community builder, and you also help out your community. And the Grace Inn are going to be benefiting on the 22nd. So people can register a team, maybe get the office together, that kind of thing. Right, Jody?
Yeah, so it's very simple. Just go to cnoy.org, look up Belleville. All the information is there. It's turnkey. It's so simple to do. We've got two exciting routes. We're going to be going through the downtown core, Market Square. It's going to be fun. And I did want to say, Sean, I don't know if this came across your desk at council, but the city is actually going to be lighting up the bridge in the CNOY colors that day, and lots of other municipalities are doing that across the country. So it's kind of cool, and we appreciate the support.
Yeah, and so far it's been a good turnout. You have 126 walkers ready so far who have registered.
Yeah, so we could use more. We're always looking for more, obviously. You can also see our leaderboard there. We have a $75,000 goal. We have a little ways to go to get there, but typically in this event, I've seen it year over year, the last 2 to 3 weeks, there's just a crush of money that comes in and support. So we're hoping that's the case. But yeah, we've got lots of walkers, lots of teams, but we always need more to be able to hit our financial goals.
Yeah, I'm just on the link here to the Belleville Walk. You've raised 21% already. You're at $16,266 out of the $75,000 goal.
Yep.
And the Grace Inn doing their part, they're the top fundraising team so far, Ashley Vader and the team there. Then there's Wall Spring Quinny, Walk With Us, the Green Team, Sally Ann Strollers, I love it. And
yeah.
Maranatha Young Adults are involved with this, Albert College, Quinny Rehab. What a team. You got all these different teams, 144 people already registered to walk.
I know, and if you look, I hate to get political, but it looks like the top fundraising walker is Lori Borthwick, and I think that her name's on a campaign sign somewhere.
Yeah, I saw one of her signs this morning, Green Party candidate.
Yeah.
She's a good lady.
So if the other candidates were smart, they'd get up to the top of that leaderboard and get some attention.
Thank you, Jody Jenkins, for your conversation this morning on the show for the coldest night of the year later this month on the 22nd. And I guess I'll ask you and Miriam, just keep me in the loop on stuff like that when you book Jody for a guest.
All right, we'll do, Sean.
And Sean, you're welcome to walk, although I have a feeling you'll be walking on a white sand beach in Jamaica.
Costa Rica this year.
Costa Rica. Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's a work assignment.
Oh, boy. City business?
No, it's a Quinny Broadcasting work assignment.
Oh, like a research thing, right?
No, I'm hosting a trip.
Yeah, yes. So we know what...
Hey, Jenkins, you have a tough time getting somebody to go for a coffee with you. I got 130 people coming to Costa Rica that paid big bucks to come with me.
So I'm guessing we're going to hear from a lot of Costa Ricans for a while on Weekend Magazine.
Okay, all right.